Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome back to BS Talk, episode 140. Irv, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Looks like I'm about to get a new pair of headphones, Cam. I think Lil Big or Big Lil got a hold of these and went ahead and broke. It's weird because like when your kid breaks something, they don't like break it to where it don't work. They break it to where it's like structurally damaged, but it's still functional. So like I can still use it. I can still hear you. I can still like push buttons and do all that. But like it just keep falling out my like if I don't put it in the hair, like close in the hair into the turban, it's just gonna be all on the side looking ridiculous. Just looking like T.I. hat back in the day when he would put it on and it'd be like this much hat to this much head ratio. So yeah, but I'm doing good this morning. How are you? See,
It's just
look at
falling on out. I'm doing well. I saw where the headphones were being grabbed earlier, and then I saw the other one always trying to help out. Let me fix them, Daddy. And I thought that was pretty funny. Because we all know at that age they don't make them better; they just make them worse. But it's the thought that matters.
Facts.
With that being said, we'll head on to our Twitter polls. Twitter polls, you can find that BS underscore Irvin Cam. Once again, Twitter polls can be found out BS underscore Irvin Cam. I forgot how long we haven't done shows, and we took off last
February
week, right?
5th.
All right,
February
thank you.
5th. Yeah,
Thank
February
you.
5th.
Who has a better first season as a new head coach with their team? Raheem Morris, Antonio Pierce, or what's the
David Knauf or Jim Harbaugh?
Thank you. I should have just read the bottom of it. I'm trying to read their Twitter handle instead of like where I'm supposed to be reading. I'm rusty, man. I'm out of it, I guess. With that being said, that came back with 60% said Harim
Raheem Morris, I got you. We actually talked about
Yeah.
him having the best season, too. So I think a lot of people agree that he's got a team that's comparable to having great success right off the bat. The other three, I think Antonio Pierce can have great success. They just got to find him a quarterback. I think that defense will be fine. But the other two teams, they got problems with their new coaches and all their pieces together right now.
Yeah, especially that Panthers job. That Panthers job is one that I'm like, I don't
To be honest with you, the Panthers job is the easiest one because, like, you come in, you say, hey, we need to rebuild offensively the offensive line. We need to rebuild the receiver position group because, like, whoever you want to get rid of, whether Adam Thielen, the contract you give him, you're like, can we get some younger receivers for more money? Can we kind of do a Green Bay with Jordan Love, Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love and his receiving group where we get a lot of young, talented receivers to grow with him instead of a veteran receiver like Thielen and some other guys? I think the hard one is going to be Jim Harbaugh because you got to pay Justin Herbert. You want to keep Keenan Allen? Do you want to keep Mike Williams? Both, no offense, they injured. They don't play together. It's like Kawhi and Paul George. You know what I mean? They don't. They play together. They're fantastic, but that's a rarity right now for them. And they don't really have a lot of receiver depth. They spent that number one pick on a wide receiver. So are you going to give him a chance to play? And who is he going to play over? Running back position. You talked about this a lot with what's his name?
Eckler.
Eckler. Yeah, you talked about this a lot with Eckler. Just him being a productive back, but maybe not being the main back that you want to depend on. So they got some choices they got to make contractually about who to keep and who to let go.
Eckler,
Khalil Mack.
he looks slow out there, man. He looked like the age really hit him, and I want to see what they do with him. If they move on from him, or if he becomes a veteran back where he's just out there for so many plays. I still think that Panthers job is really tougher just because I've watched Bryce Young a lot because you know my bets, the bets that I had to watch him because of my bets, and watching him was not, it was not pretty. Like I didn't see anything there. I'm like, yeah, like you know how you usually could see some potential in quarterbacks. I don't
Yeah.
know if it was I can't like maybe it was a system, maybe it was something else. Like there was nothing there that I was like, you look lost. You look like, man. I don't know if I should have came out for the draft so soon or something because maybe I should spend one more year with Saban re before he retired. Because my goodness, man, rookie year was rough. I don't see any improvement. I didn't, like I said, I didn't see any potential there where I'm like, yeah, this could be it. With the earlier in the season, I saw it with Richardson. I saw a potential with Richardson. I said, okay, I can see this guy coming around. He's got a cannon. He's throwing the ball. He's running. He's a playmaker. He's making plays out there. Great for fantasy football, that is. But with Bryce Young, like we all see it with CJ too. CJ's really good, but with Bryce Young, I'm like, dude, where are you throwing the ball to? Who are you going? Like, I get that you don't have that much time in the pocket, but where are you throwing this ball? There's no teal jersey around there. There's no teal or black jersey there. That's a white red jersey.
I'm gonna keep it real. He cost Cam some bread too, so it's a little bit of bias. He cost my
No,
man some money.
he
He
didn't.
cost my man some money. He cost
No,
me
he
some
didn't.
money.
No, he did not. The Falcons did.
I thought no, because remember I got the text messages. I got the receipts. As Dion says, I got
I
the
needed him to
receipts.
win, but at the end of the day, I needed them to win a game, but I don't put that pressure on them. But the team I needed to win the most was
The Falcons. Oh yeah,
the
they definitely let you
Falcons.
down. Yeah,
The
they definitely
Falcons
let you
let
down.
me down, and I don't blame anybody on their team but their head coach. And he gone. He living off of
He
FedEx
could.
daddy's money.
Oh,
Off
he
of
finna
that
lay. He
FedEx
finna.
money.
Yeah, he got a check though. So yeah, he could. He good. Okay, go to the next one.
Forget
He
the
good. He
check.
good.
His family owns FedEx. He gonna be always good.
I know, but I mean, he's still like he on that Jimbo Fisher. Like he still get his money. Like I got. It's hard to be like, oh man, this coach got fired when he got his money. He gonna get his bread. He gonna be all right. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
This ain't the Adrian Griffin Doc Rivers situation.
All right. Do you agree with the All-Star selections? Check out the new episode. So 50% said D Fox was a big miss. A bonus 50% said Sabonis was a big miss. Zion came back as zero and Bai came back as zero as well.
He said bye.
I mean, my bad. Bai came back as zero. But yeah, I still think they missed on this. Who's being one of the replacement? One of them is in there for the replacements, but
DeAndre Fox. De'Aaron Fox, I believe.
I said DeAndre, my bad. De'Aaron Fox, but I do think Sabonis should have been an all-star. If you look at his numbers and how he performs and what he does in the game, like he should have been an all-star. But whatever. Anyhow, that's gonna do it for our Twitter polls. You can find our Twitter polls at BS underscore Irvin Cam. Again, that's at BS underscore Irvin Cam. Let's go to the next topic.
Cool. So on the next topic, Cam, you have any updates for MLB or NHL?
I've been watching some NHL games after the All-Star break. I watched the Kings and Edmonton Oilers play. Just because, again, like I talk about all the time, Connor McDavid's the Edmonton Oilers. Kings are a pretty good team. And in that game, it was a blowout. It was 3-0. Edmonton could not get any shots to go in. You saw frustrations coming off for frustrations were coming out for the Oilers as well. It was just one of those games where it just didn't look pretty. And of course, probably this game was probably over a week ago. Who knows? I think it might have been on last Tuesday or Monday or something, maybe Sunday. I forget. Anyhow, it was coming out of the All-Star break. I watched it. It just was a bit rough of a game for them. They just couldn't get anything going. So hopefully they can make improvements if they do play. Oh wow, this was a wild. My bet. No, it was not. Anyhow, it was 4-0. The game ended up. But other than that, pretty good hockey. We're getting down to where it's going to be playoffs are being just like with the NBA. I just it's going to be one of those where in the month of May, March, and April, it's going to be fun for me just because you have March Madness going on, you have NBA going on, and you have NHL playoffs kind of beginning to start as well. So that's only MLB updates. You have a bunch of free agents players that because teams are starting to meet for their camps and go out there for preseason, getting ready for that. And you have a bunch of like big name free agents that haven't been picked up still that owners either don't want to pay or something's going on there. My question is this, Irv, is the owners getting together deciding not to pay these free agent players, and is that collusion? Or is that them saying, hey, we're tired of bigging up these big contracts and them not performing?
A good question, man. It's got to be a little bit of both, tiny bit of both, because like you got to see it from both the perspective of the player and the owner. Like you have these big contracts out to these players, you expect them to play well, and then when they start complaining about rest of the team, you're like, bro, you're supposed to be. We built this around you. You're supposed to be the catalyst to make everybody else go. You the battery, the generator that's supposed to put batteries and everybody back and go. So I can see it from both ways. Yeah, that's a hard one right there. What are your thoughts on it?
I think, these players are wanting a certain contract with how much money they're wanting to make and what they think they're worth. And these owners are starting to hold back because they're trying to take back the power from the players and be like, yep, no, we're not going to pay you this. Baseball is an iffy sport where, there are injuries. It's a long season. But unlike football, where if you have a quarterback, you're going to be pretty good. Baseball is one of those where, yeah, you can have one of the best players in the league. Trust me, as an Angel fan, I know this, and you don't make the playoffs. You can have two of the best players in all the league and not make the playoffs. It is definitely a team. It is individual performance, but a team sport overall. It is one where, it is a bit of luck as well as skill, and your skill can only get you so far, and the rest of it is based on analytics and luck. And who is going to have the best analytics and luck? And that's where it comes into play.
So,
I think it's the most
okay.
I think it's the most analytically sport there is. Because if in my opinion, you look at football and basketball, while there's still a bit of luck, the overall player skill with them having the best player where they can the best player can have the ball in their hand at all times is more of an advantage. Kind of. I guess guessing rather than baseball. Baseball, you don't know your best player gets up to bat once every four times. So,
Yeah, so
yeah.
yeah, statistically, I just taking from a like looking at it from a player perspective or a player and owner GM whatever perspective, really owner perspective, it's hard for that because like you want to pay a guy to keep him, right? You want to keep that guy happy. You want to give that guy the money so in the off season he can get the best of the best training. You know what I mean? Outside of the facilities, because a lot of these dudes come into camp or they come into the facility already in a great shape. They got personal trainers, personal chefs. So you want to give him that money so he feels security so he can do those things. And, but on the same token, with you giving him that money and him accepting that money, it's kind of like, hey, man, I expect you to get us to the playoffs. I expect you to get us to a championship and we'll build whatever like extra bats, you know, if we, you know, baseball, you got a guy who's, you know, batting what's a good batting percentage? Like, let's just say 310. Guy's batting 310. Good percentage, really good percentage. And the rest of his crew, they out there batting 205. And you like, we need another 300. We need at least one or two more 300. So you go get him that help. And even if you get a guy who's batting higher than him, you still expect him to be the guy to get you over the hump, right? You still expect the guy you paid. That contract was signed with your organization to be the one to get you over. And like you said, it don't always happen like that. Luck, injury, different things, or injuries, luck, a bunch of different things got to fall into place. But I think that's why I said it's like 50-50, because you got to know as a owner, you have to send that investment to the player. But as a player, you're also being paid to put the battery in other guys' backs and make other guys better around you in some form or fashion. So it's one of those 50-50s for me. You know I'm gonna lean on paying the player, so if you say boil it down, or I'm gonna say pay the player, that you know that's where I'm gonna slide right with it.
Last thing I want to add in here is just a fact from baseball. I saw a video on Instagram. Sacramento State player, so Sac State player, because college baseball just started. They had back-to-back games. Player goes up to bat seven times and gets beamed seven times. And I watched every one of them, and the announcer's like, after the fifth one, he's like, he was hit again. And after that, like, to get hit once is rare. To get hurt twice is like you're thinking it's on purpose. But to get hit like seven different times, that's crazy.
Nah, I'll tell you what it is. You need to check them DMs. You need to check them DMs. Something going on between them in regards to that a situation. Somebody said something. You know, to come on now, Cam. That particular player got beamed seven times, and this other batter's coming up that's just getting good pitches. Or I shouldn't say good pitches, but getting pitched to regularly. Check the DMs. I'm sorry, you gotta check them DMs. You gotta check them.
I guess so, but that's a weird fact that I wanted to bring up. That happened. Anyhow, that's gonna do it for MLB and NHL updates. That's more than probably I needed to spend on it based on the knowledge I know on it. But let's move on to the next topic.
All right, Cam, college basketball. It's not really a lot going on. You know, there's some teams you might have watched. So men and women's college basketball season just started. What teams are you going to check out this season? So just give me a couple teams that you might take a look at this season. Maybe they were from last season, maybe they're this season, and you're interested in looking at them. Or hey, you know, the transfer portal, aka free agency, got some teams lit this year. So who are you taking a look at on the men's side and women's side? Give me one or two teams.
Men's, none. I won't watch it till March. Don't care about it till March. Sorry, guys. I might pay attention a little bit more here and there in April, but or not in April, but in February. I just don't care. I don't care. But for the women's side, if Caitlin Clark's playing, I'll watch it. If LSU's playing, I'll watch it. If it's on the TV. But I'm not gonna lie, for any college sports right now, baseball, basketball, except football, I'll still watch football, but baseball and basketball, I'm not going out of my way to watch it until March Madness starts. So, sorry, I have no help on this one. I'm preoccupied with the NBA and NHL. Although at this point, the NBA is starting to piss me off with the officiating. We can get in that later, but
Man.
I mean, it's pretty bad right now. But go ahead, Irv. What games are you watching? What teams are you looking out for? Sorry, there's no
Honestly,
help
I'm
there.
just
But I'm
no,
just being
you're some
honest.
help. I'm gonna just be quick through the men's side. The only two teams I'm interested in taking a look at, Arizona, the University of Arizona, seeing if they get back to where they're at. They're 19-5 at this time, and then UCLA because they're technically not even top 25. So that's, you know, UCLA is built on basketball. For me, when I used to be in town and live there, it was built on basketball, not really football. So I'm interested to see if UCLA is going to climb themselves back into greatness. And to be honest with you, for the women's side of it, I got to look at South Carolina. Ain't no way they're going to keep being that dominant. You know what I mean? They just keep rolling players into the WNBA. Asia Wilson was from there, then MVP of the league. Defensive player of the year, WNBA champion twice, MVP once, I think, or maybe twice, or I don't know the last one. I want to say Kelsey Plumlee got it, but I think it was Asia actually. So I'm gonna definitely to keep taking a look to see if they're just gonna be the Alabama women's basketball just rolling through teams.
There's also that
And then
USC player that I'll watch. What's her name? Juju.
Juju
Yeah,
Watkins,
I'll
yeah,
watch her
Juju
too.
Watkins is called. But honestly, I want to see LSU really before I see Caitlin. I like Caitlin. Like, I think Iowa's great, and I think Caitlin's great. Like, I have no problem with it, but I don't know. LSU got that kind of like that dog mentality, and
It
I
is.
like watching a team that's almost like a bunch of Jimmy Butler, Pat Beverleys, and you know what I mean? Just dogs out there.
Is hold on really quick. Is you said Iowa's great, but is Iowa great or is it Caitlin that's great?
Caitlin's great. Yeah, I'll say it. I'll say it. It's the Caitlin Birds or Caitlin Hawks or whatever they want to become. Change the symbol to her for this
Because
year. It's all her. She talking folks. She talking some of them girls out there
yeah, I
or
think
young
it's
women out there. I'm sorry, not girls, young women out there.
I don't think it's Iowa's great because if you remove that player.
I agree with you. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it.
I think
They
it's
know what they got. They know
Caitlin
what
is great.
they notice that. They don't win it this year, and she don't get her ring. It is what it is. She's still gonna be one of the greatest. But that program, boy, that coach got it. Ooh, talk about recruiting piece. Talk about trying to come in there and find somebody to slide into that. What is she? What is Kaylin, a two guard? She's like a two guard, right? She's not a point guard. She's a shooting guard. Imagine being her
Yeah.
backup.
Well, she actually, I can't say she's not a point guard. She leads the team. She has like 8 assists average. So she's kind
Combo.
of
We'll
like a
call
point
her a
guard.
combo guard.
Yeah.
Just call her a combo guard.
She's like a
Whoever got a
Curry.
slip.
She a Curry, man. She's going to put up shots. That's all you know.
I'm just wondering as a coach, if you don't have somebody already confident enough to slide into that spot, that limelight, because you know the first thing people are going to say is, who replacing her once this season is over? You know what I mean, Cam? Like, that's
Yeah.
a recruiting, it's a heck of a recruiting pitch. Hey, you know, Kaylin left, you know, we looking for another two guard, you know, we got some. Imagine him, they come to your daughter sitting there and you're like, hey baby, Kaylin was cold, bro. You gotta get in the gym. You
I
gotta, if you're gonna step into that spot, you gotta be cold.
so let's talk about LSU really quick, LSU women.
Okay.
Over in the transfer portal came Haley Van I don't want to pronounce her last name wrong. Lift.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking
So,
about.
she came over in the transfer portal. Was dominant last year at Louisiana, and in my opinion, since she's been on LSU, has underperformed. You're expecting some big time numbers, not to be maybe number one, number two, but maybe number three on the team. The fact that she's like statistically leading, like I think she's sixth on the team in points, and then you're like, okay, she's a point guard. What about her assists? Well, she leads the team in assists, but we're talking about four assists a game. We're not talking anything special. They're very diet. They're a team that's very team oriented, passing the ball around. But the best player they go to is Angel Reese, who's going to be on the block. And then the next one is Morrow, who gets shots up. But I'm just very surprised you that when she came over, you thought these were going to be a dynamic duo. Like, there's no way that the pick and roll is going to be amazing. It's going to be unstoppable. And it's just, in my opinion, I think she's underperformed for the big hype. Doesn't mean she's not a good player. I think she's underperformed. Now, I could go back to Kim Mulkey, the head coach, maybe their scheme. But if you, obviously, you're going to make more money in college as a professional women basketball player. But if you're looking to get drafted higher, I think she's hurt her draft stock. So maybe she's get. I don't know. I
Is this
think
her
she.
last year?
Let me look up. I think she could have got more money if she just stayed at Louisiana if she was looking for money. It is her last year. She's her
No,
senior class.
you mean Louisville, Louisville.
Yeah, sorry,
I
Louisville.
was like Louisiana.
Oh my
She at
goodness,
Louisiana. Are you good?
I
I
sound like
got
an
you.
idiot,
Nah, you
but
good?
but
No. You
like
good?
Louisville. But yeah, she is her senior class. I'm not sure if she is a redshirt in there or not, but I understand the move if you want to win, but then you're also taking it's kind of like when LeBron came over to Dwayne Wade, and Dwayne Wade knew, okay, now I'm not number one anymore, I'm number two, and I have to take that understand that role. And maybe she's understanding that role, but to give up, that's a lot of financial you're giving up and a lot of draft stock you're giving up. And all like it, I'm just looking at it statistically wise, like you're not the same player you used to be. And does that eat at you at all? Is this going to be the downfall in March, which comes about where all of a sudden, like, big time players make big time plays kind of thing? So.
I don't think so. I think like this is an adjustment. Like you can practice this stuff all you want in camp. You know what I mean? But like camp is to get you in condition a little better. It's to get you understanding a baseline system offensively and defensively. I think now they have a good record. They don't have a terrible record. I think they're
No, they have a
21
great
and
record.
four.
They play team basketball. They play
But
very much team basketball, but it
no,
took a toll on
hold
her.
on, Let me finish. The reason why I'm saying it that way is because this is not the time you've talked about already. Like you waiting on March to come around. So you're getting ready right now to start playing teams. You're trying to win games, get in the conversation, keep your ranking, be in the title contention to win your division or your conference, I should say, and move on, to the NCAA tournament. Right now is a time where you should, you don't have to shine. You can figure out how to play together in real competitive ways because it takes a couple games, you know what I mean? It take a couple like you got to see what the other team is doing well, and then you got to say, okay, we want to run the ball in the post. That's what we want to do. We're not a guard eccentric team where we set a bunch of pick and rolls and we set a bunch of picks to get guards free. It's a big man or big woman, whatever post player type offense. So she's got to adjust to that. And I understand you said she only averaging four assists, but like. Teams might be key. I haven't watched a lot of their games, so I can't say it, but it just seems like maybe teams keying in on that they want to run that pick and roll. So they're just taking it away. So other people got to beat you. Other people got to make shots. Other people got to get in the pick and roll with Angel Reese, things of that nature. So I don't think it's a big deal. Now, when come March, come that time where you trying to get through every game counts, win or go home, that'll be different because maybe we'll see a different. Player, we'll see her turn it on and then be a little bit more guard friendly and say, hey, we need you to get easier, but we need you to start getting buckets to make her buckets easier. But right now, I think they're just trying to figure some stuff out. I don't think it's a push that they need to have.
Yeah, I just know that it kind of hurt her draft stock if she's going to be drafted.
Oh, for sure. For sure, but it'll bounce back up in March. You know how it go.
Yeah.
Some of these players, even in bowl games, we don't even know who they are. All of a sudden, they ball out in a bowl game 150 yards. You're like, how many yards they have in a season? How you give up 158 yards to somebody who had 13 passing catching
Yeah.
yards or whatever when catching the prior to this? All of a sudden, dude, they have a good workout too, run a good time. Oh yeah, they're gonna be a late first rounder, early second rounder. What? This man didn't do nothing for half the season, and all of a sudden is a second high second round pick.
Mac
So
Jones
we'll
got
see.
drafted to be a NFL quarterback, and he was third string on that team.
Facts. So there you go. There you go. Are you good, or you want to stay on this?
Yeah, I'm ready to move on. I'm not, like I said, I'm probably not going to watch the March. I'll tune in for the women's more than the men's. Let's put it that way.
I'll check out some rivalries. You know, I'll check out a couple games that's, in conference and stuff like that. Or some just rivalries in
See
general.
y'all in
I like a
March.
couple rival. I see. I like a little rivalry game. All right, so let's go to NFL. First and foremost, just condolences go out to those that were lost, and those that were injured in the Chiefs Super Bowl party or parade. You never want to see that happen. It's supposed to be a celebratory time, and that was taken from them by some young individuals. So hopefully the families get justice, and our condolences to that. So before we speak on the Super Bowl and all that other stuff, so Cam, would you like to talk about the Chiefs, how they won the game? You know what I mean, some different things we text about or Instagrammed about, and then also what happened to the 49ers, Cam? What happened?
Oh, they choked. But honestly,
Just
so
dang.
congratulations to Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. I told you, like, don't bet against Mahomes. Mahomes is something else. Like, he's a winner. But I want to give, like, what we talked about, number 69 up
Wait,
front.
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Do we give that to Mahomes, or do we give that to the defense? I get Mahomes. It's a group project. Mahomes had a heavy lift. It's Valdez Scantry and some of them other dudes.
Don't bet against Mahomes, sir. He
So
will make you pay every time.
but he wasn't making them pay. He
Makes you
wasn't. He
pay.
wasn't.
No,
He
not not
wasn't that active.
makes you pay every
Like,
time.
what?
Look, it took him
No, he
against.
did not. No.
I'm
See,
not saying
this is the
statistically
point.
wise. I'm just saying
No, I'm saying
overall, he will
period.
win.
I'm saying period. It's not a statistical thing, but before I say Mahomes just went out here and did the wrecking crew on the 49ers, you got it. We already talked about this. It was some luck that happened, because Travis Kelce was getting, I wouldn't say hemmed up, but he had a very tough time when it was both Greenlaw and Warner out there, and it was either linebacker could take him. He wasn't going crazy till the second half. And that was after Greenlaw got hurt, and they had to throw some other linebackers in there. And even then, he wasn't going absolutely bonkers, but he was getting a little bit more free than he should have, or he was prior to that. And then on top of that, Mahomes wasn't just out here whooping on the Niners now.
Do
The
you want to
Niners,
win?
it's a big part of it.
That's what
I'm
I
just
sum it up
I
to.
get it. I get it. I get he won, but don't act like Pat Mahomes came out here and was just dissecting them left and right beforehand. He wasn't. It's some stuff that happened prior. I give Mahomes his credit. They won the championship, but I'm not finna sit here and act like Mahomes was out there immediately going surgical. It wasn't like that.
He wasn't
Go
surgical,
ahead.
but he
Sorry.
keeps winning no matter what. And that's why I say don't bet against him. It doesn't matter if he's
His
surgical, it doesn't matter. He just wins.
defense did more of the winning this game than he did. I'm sorry. You got to give that defense, especially
Oh,
that
I
D
am.
line.
Oh, I am number
You got
69.
to. You got not just him, not him, 9-5, Chris Jones. I think 69 is, I'll look it up right now while you go into your thing, but go
Number
ahead.
69 is like, I don't know where he came from, what happened, but all of a sudden he really showed up. He was moving people around, moving my MVP vote around, Trent Williams, just throwing him around like he was nothing. And then also, I don't understand this. Don't you think you should block the best player on the other team? Sitting there. And I also think Tony Romo got it wrong, where he's like, this player is open in the flat. Well, if you look at the back, the cornerback fell. The cornerback that was guarding Brandon Ayuk fell. And he was
Mike
back of their
Pennell
own.
Jr. is number 69.
Well, he had himself a day. Because they couldn't run on that guy. He was moving that front line like no other. He was a force out there. But if you look on that play where they didn't block Chris Jones, and Chris Jones came right up the middle on him, unblocked. If you That's a touchdown play, not to the flat where Tony Romo was talking about, but if you look at where Brandon Ayuk is in the back, which I don't think anybody pointed out, the cornerback fell. He's
Yeah,
wide
Willie
open.
Snead fell.
Yeah, he's wide open in back of the end zone. Wide open. And Brock Purdy just throws it up there because he didn't look that way either because he knew the blitz was coming, which Steve Spagnuolo drew up some hell of plays on blitzing. You couldn't even tell who was blitzing unless you put people in motion. They caught him off guard. And it was a great scheme. But at the end of the day, like, I understand what you're saying. Like, the defense helped or pretty much, handled the 49ers offense and kind of led them to that victory. But just don't bet against Mahomes. I don't care if surgical. He can have no throwing. I think he'll win the game somehow. Also, there's
Pass,
a
pass. I don't think that's true. Yeah,
some of those big plays in the game that he was running wise. If you look up those running plays, because remember Matt Nagy is their offensive coordinator, who is the Bears' old head coach. So they
same
wrote
play
off these
Justin Fields
plays.
ran.
Nope, it's same play Trubisky. Half those plays were.
Ah.
When Mahomes took off running, I was like, I've seen that play. I know that play. I know exactly that play because I saw it so many times with
Trubisky.
Trubisky, written, drawn up for Trubisky to run it. And of course, Patrick Mahomes executed it a lot better. But yeah, I, like you said, congratulations to Kansas City. Number 69, I think, wow, they couldn't run the ball because of you. And you did a hell of a job. And the secondary of the Chiefs did not let some passes go. Purdy, it was some of those passes were deflected at the line or just didn't make it there. And I don't know what it is, but in that game, every time Purdy had the ball, I was more nervous. Every time Mahomes had it, I was like, well, here he comes. Here he comes. He's just gonna drive down the field and score somehow. Big time players make big time plays, so go ahead, Irv. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, like I said, I give Mahomes his credit. There's no way you don't give Patrick Mahomes his credit for the work he did put in. But realistically, this was a defensive game where the defense won this for them. They took a lot of stuff away from the Niners that they like to do. We'll talk a little bit about what the Niners do here in a second. But with that defense, like you said, you got to block the best player. Plain and simple. And it's a defensive tackle, so that's unexcusable by the offensive line. It'd be different if it was like a safety or something. You know what I mean, Cam? Somebody coming from a little bit of depth that you're like, okay, maybe they couldn't pick up because they didn't see and they was reading it too fast. That's a defense. He's got to be accounted for. You always go five guys that got to account for four no matter what. No, four of the defensive linemen because they have the quickest route, a beeline straight to the quarterback. So that was terrible on their behalf. But on the same token, bro, the rotation of these D linemen, like, I heard that their linebackers made plays. Let's not get it wrong, but their D-line was straight. Like, I've never seen the San Francisco 49ers get this dominated up front. Like, barely getting 2 yards a carry. Christian McCaffrey, which was weird because I don't get how the Niners didn't use Elijah Mitchell more, the other running back, and just to help out, keep fresh legs for Christian McCaffrey so he can have those big plays down the field, whether it's running or receiving. I think that defense was spectacular. The cornerback, what's his name? McDuffie. Bruh, talk about lockdown. The play with Deebo Samuels was poetry in motion. Did you saw that one? Straight poetry in motion. Like that was great coverage. Like he
Yeah.
was a cornerback that I felt like they probably should have stopped trying to pick on, and they should have went after L'Jarius Sneed a lot more because he was getting more frustrated. He was starting to get angry, starting to, hit and push at receivers a little bit more. McDuffie was cool all night. So go ahead, Cam.
Deebo Samuels was targeted 11 times and only had 3 receptions. Let's just
Bruh,
that just tells
Trent
you right there.
McDuffie's a he's a all
Yeah.
pro this year. I'm just saying his play was poetry. I'm trying to get him. I want to give the credit to the D line on the front end because they made that back end as well be able to be lights out. Like you saw a lot of big plays go towards his way and shut down. And a lot of different things that went right for them in regards to their defense being able to run sideline to sideline because of the D line play. You just tip your hat to him. And Mahomes, of course, he did his thing. Travis Kelce did his thing, but it's quite funny that Baltimore could have beat them if Baltimore would have did the same thing
Well, Baltimore should have run the ball. They in the second half, they just stopped running the ball. They're the best running. They just
I
stopped
mean,
their defensive plan. They're like, I don't know if Lamar is trying to prove himself or anything, because you can't blame Ravens defense. That's why I kept blaming Lamar. Like, I'm
I couldn't
sorry.
blame
Like,
Lamar. I had to blame
I
his skill
can't.
position, because that's if it gets in your hands, you got to do something with it. You
Then
can't.
run.
It can't always be Lamar.
No, I blame Lamar and the coach calling the plays for the offense because they completely abandoned the run. What got them there in the
Oh, you're
first
talking about
place?
running him.
Like, run the
Yeah.
ball. They didn't run the ball at all. And that's what got them there. They're not a throwing team. I give it to Lamar. He's great at throwing the ball, but he's not Peyton Manning.
I
He's not
was.
a
I
you're
didn't even need
Michael
him to be
Vick.
paid.
Run the ball. And that's why it was I blame the Ravens because
I'll
they
give
choked.
him. I'll give him Michael Vick speed, but I'll give him. What is his name? Steve McNair, Donovan McNabb passing, because he can pass. He can throw it. I'm not mad at him for throwing it, but I, like you said, I'm mad at the Ravens for not running it as much as they should have the second half to keep a well balanced. But I looked at the Chiefs and I was like, you know what? The Niners is literally doing the same thing the Chiefs, or the Niners is doing the same thing Baltimore was doing with they with at the end of the game with the linebackers both covering Travis Kelce, not putting a corner on him, doing a lot of that stuff. And I tip my hat to the KC because just to say it like this, they recognize right off the bat, oh, they're doing the same thing Baltimore doing. It's just gonna take time. That's all it's gonna take is time. And a little bit of time here, a little bit of, you know, Isaiah Pacheco, costly fumble. Hey man, keep your head up. Because you didn't see Clyde Edwards-Helaire a lot. You saw more of Isaiah Pacheco. Like, those guys sold out. So, yeah, you tip your hat. Good
The
offensive game.
Ravens, what I mean by they abandoned the run is after Lamar, the carries, Lamar had 8 carries, which honestly I think he should have had more. They went Gus Edwards, Zay Flowers, and Hill. We all know Zay Flowers is a wide receiver primarily. We're gonna take him out of this. So the two other running backs, because it is Gus Edwards and Justice Hill, who are pretty good running backs all year round. They've gotten a good average. Gus Edwards was averaging 6 or 7 yards a carry. Between those two, they only got 6 carries the whole game. Why are you abandoning the thing that got you there? Run the ball. I know that you're down. You're down at half because Kansas City didn't score the second half. They didn't score at all. And they were only down 3 points. Sorry. They were only down 10 points going into the second half. Just run the ball. You have plenty of time on the clock. I just, I honestly, I blame John Harbaugh, and I blame Lamar in a way, where
I can't blame Lamar.
because even
I'm
with the
not
ball
saying.
in your hand, he stood in that pocket a while, which was great because he's looking for somebody to throw to. But run the ball, do it. You have a gift that is just take off sprinting because nobody else is going to catch you on that field. I don't know. It's just.
I can't. I blame him for some of them passes because I was like, bro, just throw it away if you ain't gonna do nothing with it. But let's get off that game. Back to this one. I give all credit to the Chiefs. They did everything they were supposed to do. They showed up. Laughing at Kentavious Tony, bruh, you just could have, you won your second Super Bowl doing nothing. The first one, all you did was kick returns and punt returns. Like, bruh, just be quiet,
Kid that
bruh.
shows up for the class for the group
I
project
got
goes,
two
hey,
rings in 3 years.
what do I need to do? And they're like, just put your name on the paper. Okay, put my name on paper. Oh, we got an A? That's what he just
Bruh,
did.
two
He's the kid
rings
in the
in three
class that did
years.
nothing and got an
I'm
A.
just, I just, I can't believe he even said what he said online about I ain't hurt. Like, bro, they giving you an out. They giving you a way out. And you probably gonna get traded, if not waived, this offseason when they can. Like, you could just chill. Now you finna go to another team and act reckless because you got two Super Bowl rings.
That you didn't do anything.
I was like, bro, this. So yeah, just all that with Kansas City, just give them their respect. So let's move to the 49ers. Cam, what happened? Tell me from your perspective, what, because this is, what is this, Kyle's third loss in the Super Bowl? Third? What happened? Tell me what happened.
From my perspective, what happened was that defense on the other team was pretty good. Kansas City, like you talked about. Excuse me. Wow. Kansas City's defense was pretty good, but they couldn't run the ball. And then when Purdy went back to throw, It was either deflected at the line or it was didn't like batted down. It wasn't pretty. Like honestly, I wasn't like every time I was very nervous every time Purdy like I don't want to say nervous, but I didn't feel comfortable every time Purdy had the ball compared to when Patrick had the ball, and that's because of A, we've seen what Patrick Mahomes has done, but B, Purdy didn't look that great either. He'd dump it down to McCaffrey, which is fine, 8 receptions. But after that, McCaffrey had 8 receptions. After that, all the receivers were just locked down. I don't know if it was because it was super tight or he just was missing his targets. Or was he just forcing, trying to get it to,
Debo.
forcing to Debo? Because targets, 11 to Debo, 11, and only caught three of them. The rest of them, Brandon Ayuk got 6 targets. There was a couple of them that, were underthrown. But he only had 3 receptions. And then Juwan Jennings, like 5 targets and with 4 receptions. It was like, hey, if they're going to be covered, go to Juwan then. And then where was Kittle's? That was the big play thing, was the routes that had Kittle's running did not make sense to me. And yes, they were being very physical with Kittle's, especially getting out to the line. But the routes they had him running was where they could be physical with him. So if you watch Kittle's routes, it was more of a go out and to kind of like a curl route, go out and turn around instead of doing like a slant or a cross or anything. And then the one time they do have him go across, he got that first down, which he extended for, but they had put him in motion and put him, or not in motion, they put him running. All the other ones I saw was run this, like run straight ahead a little bit, get physical with the
Didn't he
quarter,
do
get
the first
physical
one
with
was
the.
an up and out, wasn't it? Wasn't it just basically an up and out? Like on the line, he was on the line, he went up, went out. Okay,
And
I
that's
was
all
like,
they
hold
did.
on, did I miss that one?
No, that's the first one he, like, the first down he got where he extended his arm. But they, you see what I
Yeah.
mean? They had him do a little bit of, like, where they had him do an up and out where he was moving. All the other ones was him just going kind of straight ahead and doing a curl and being in the open field. And I didn't understand the play calling for him for that because they were being extremely physical with it. And I get you're relying on your receivers, but Kittle's is also pretty good. You should, like, putting him on a cross route or something like that. It just didn't, I don't know. It didn't make too much sense to me with what they were doing. Oh, with Kittle's at least.
I agree with you. I think you gotta do a little bit of Travis Kelce. You gotta push the envelope a little bit. Get him in a slot, keep him on the line. Like you talked about doing some slants. I really wanted to see George Kittle go up the seams. I really wanted him to be in a tight end position, locked on the line, give a little fake block, a little wide block, whatever, hit the DN, hit the linebacker, whatever, take it up the seams. Or if they don't block him, they just want to cover him. To take it up the seams because he would have to have a linebacker on him for a certain extent. And then safety's playing over top. Well, they're not really playing, they, I don't want to say playing cover one, but it wasn't like they were really playing a hard cover two. You know what I mean? It wasn't like they had both safeties back. They waiting on Purdy to do all of this. I think they exposed Brock Purdy for not having elite arm strength and arm talent and also height. Because he's not big 6'5", 6'6", guy. So I think they said, keep him in the pocket. Don't let him run around doing the Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, kind of action. Just keep him in the pocket and make sure as soon as he stays in the pocket, what do? Keep you're already 6'5", 6'6", as a D lineman, 6'4", maybe. Just get your hands up. Get your hands in all the passing windows. You don't have to jump. You don't have to be trying to sit there and bat passes down like waving your hands crazy. Just put your hands up. Because he's got to see over you. He's got to look over you and determine how he's going to throw this ball to get past your hand. I think they just they exposed him a little bit in that area and they exposed the 49ers. I agree with you. There was too many passes to Debo and not enough spread. You know what I mean, Cam? Spread around. Like Christian McCaffrey, it almost was like they was pushing for him to be the MVP because he got 8 catches, like 80 something yards. He had like 15 to 18 rushes for 80 something yards. So he had a total of like
22,
160. Huh?
22 rushes. He had 22 rushes,
There you go.
22
22
carries.
rushes for like for 80 yards, right? Like 87 yards. So you look at it and you go, you're really pushing for him to be the MVP. And looking at the game for Brock Purdy, if you look on paper, he didn't make a mistake. He didn't do anything wrong. It's just he couldn't make those elite plays. that should have got them over the hump. The batted passes, the not able to have the arm strength to, throw deep or throw it to the back corner. Because the one that McDuffie went and got that I was mesmerized by, that was underthrown like a mug. Really, I thought it was going to be picked off because McDuffie, if he would have turned around enough, might have been able to get a hands on it. Because Debo was towards the back of the end zone. You know what I mean? Trying to make that back of the end zone catch. I think a lot of the stuff that you already alluded to, Kittle's routes, and the need to go to Debo was for getting a guy who can make a catch underneath and run and be physical. I think we saw Brandon Ayuk have a couple underneath passes where he was able to, kind of slender man himself, catch it and slide and get underneath some guys, but then eventually, he got taken down. I don't think they could have ran enough of that just because of how well the Kansas City Chiefs linebackers can run, especially underneath. So I think they just got exposed in that area. I honestly think the Niners could have won it or had the contention to stay in it because you lose Greenlaw, that's a big injury on defense. But they still played well. Let's not make an excuse, and I'm not trying to put too much on that one loss player. It helped to keep Travis Kelce in line for a while, but I think they if they would have ran the ball, they could have kept Mahomes off, and they could have kept Travis Henry off the field, or Travis Henry, Travis Kelce off the field a lot better if they'd have ran with Elijah Mitchell. And I'm gonna stick with that because it's a different type of running back, and it gives Christian McCaffrey a minute to go get his legs back underneath him. Like I think if you're gonna run it 30 something times, you got to run it at least 12, 18. 18 to Christian, 12 to Elijah. You got to give him the opportunity to get his legs back underneath him, get a little bit of a breather, so he can be that explosive back for you. But Shanahan just damn near ran him into the ground with everything, whether it was passing, whether it was running. Christian McCaffrey, he had that early fumble, but I didn't think that would waver their confidence in him. If anything, I thought that would light a fire under him to, be more ball secure minded in mind. But I rarely saw Elijah Mitchell come out there, and I said that's doing him a detriment right there. Because like, why wouldn't you want to use him to keep another guy fresh when you have a good running a second running back who technically before you got CMC was your starter? If y'all remember last season before they got Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell became their starter, and then they went and traded for CMC, and they was pairing them together, and then all of a sudden CMC took over full running back duties. So I think that's one of their biggest reasons why they lost in that second half is they couldn't invest in the run game in the right way. My cousin even talked about it. Why don't you run more outside zone? Why don't you give them a chance to have more cutback lanes? Instead of trying to run power or traps right down to like give them the opportunity to get outside of these D linemen who are whooping the shit out of your O line at some point. They was whooping their ass for a minute. Excuse me for my language, but they were. It's a rarity where you see Trent Williams make the underneath block. Cause they double team it, get there, and then just get pounded. Just get out the way, move out the way.
That game,
That
I just
was
feel like,
crazy to see.
yeah, the last thing I would want to talk about, was Steve Spagnuolo just rushing him completely. I know he likes to send the blitz. He's done it all year long, but coming in with, he's not a veteran quarterback. It's his third year in the league, right? Or
Right.
second or third year in the league. He's still newer. I think, you're rushing completely all out blitzing sometimes. These younger quarterbacks that have not had too much experience in the league, it's going to be beneficial towards you. Because I think if you throw, so if you replaced him with a Rodgers, Brady, somebody that has a little bit more experience in there, where
Brandon, now you
you could
got that
pick up,
pass. He got that pass. That should have been done.
you can, he can pick down where, okay, the blitz is coming. I'm going to send Christian McCaffrey out here. I don't need him to block because I need him to just run a quick slant and just throw it to him. I think he's better at like a veteran quarterback. Now, don't get me wrong. I think Brock Purdy, you know me, I think he's the next Tom Brady. And I got to stick with what I've been
Now,
saying.
yesterday
But
he didn't. Boy, Brady
on
would
Sunday.
have, but Brady, Manning, Rodgers would have took that running back and literally said, "Stay on my hip, come to my blind side, come to this side, because when I throw it, I'm a right-handed. Be on my left side, give me that extra oomph right here, protection, because I'm finna fire this shit to Brandon Ayuk." Because you can tell the way they did the coverage and wrote it, Ayuk was gonna have 1-on-1 coverage. It literally was Purdy couldn't see it. Cause he's still looking all the way over here on the right side. I'm like, it like you a big like you 6'5", 6'4". You know what I mean? Something between that, like the 6'4", 6'5" range, whatever. You a taller quarterback. As soon as you turn, you gonna see Brandon Ayuk already beat the dude. You just trying to fling it in a spot, whether it's a high pass, whether it's a dart, you're just trying to get it to him immediately because he finna walk into the end zone. Corner already failed, but Brandon Ayuk already got the inside leverage.
So I think this will come with time, with more experience. I think he's still a great quarterback. He just needs more time in learning the and experience about learning these defenses, schemes, and everything. And I mean, Frisco, I think they're still rated one of the top teams to go back to
Oh
the
yeah, they
Super Bowl
are.
next year. So I
Do
know they
you
got a
think?
lot of pieces that they went all in this year. They're going to be less pieces that they have next year, especially with that torn Achilles from Greenlaw. Like that's
He's
I
out for
it,
that. He's out next year. Yeah, he's out.
he's got to wait, like, because it happened so, like, it's the last game of the year, so he's probably done for a while too. 49ers
Do
got
you
some
think
interesting choices, that's for sure.
Brock Purdy can develop the arm strength to be able to compete with the elites? Like Pat Mahomes, I like as much as I told you, that defense won it for me. That they really did. But Pat Mahomes had some hell of a throws where he was running around, or he just stayed in the pocket, took the hit. You give him all credit, but he zipped that thing in there.
I
He
think
zipped,
he
like,
ha
I mean, like,
it's
on the
not,
line.
yeah, I wouldn't say arm throw. I would say it's not even
It's
accuracy.
strength. It's arm strength. It's arm strength and accuracy. You need some arm strength in that
It's
predicament.
consistency for me. It's
He
his,
was
he's,
consistently getting his shit batted down. That's
yes.
consistency,
And
Cam.
he
I'm
needs to be
talking about some.
consistent
He
getting the
big.
receiver the ball. Like, if you look at his good games, so, because we're looking at his bad games when he faces top teams like the Ravens, and then also versus the Kansas Chiefs. But if you look at other teams that are fine
Cleveland
and
Browns and
mediocre,
right, yeah.
but it's one of those where he needs to be more consistent of getting the ball to him. And like, I don't know what it is. It's like his
Hold on.
confidence just goes down
Hold on.
once it's batted down or something.
Let's be real about it. We talking about a full body of work. Because I watched the Niners like you watched the Niners. And they were in our division. They were in our division. Cause we cause you had the you had the Cardinals, I had the Rams. They were in our division. Let's keep it 100. When we saw them play, a lot of the deep passes that we talk about with Brock Purdy, they was already thrown underthrown. They was thrown high, but they were underthrown in regards to depth. That's power. You can throw a high pass, Cam. You know you can throw a high one, but to throw it with power and throw it out there, that's different. That's a different type of arm strength. So that's what I'm saying. Can he build that arm strength up to be able to do such? Because that's what he's going to need. He's going to need to have the ability to throw it deep and throw it out. So guys have a chance to either run underneath it or run past the defender and make a diving catch or something like that. Like we look at Mahomes, he can do that. He can make one of those type of throws. You look at Tua, he can't. So a lot of Tyreek's, vertical routes and stuff, he came back for him and then had to hurry up and catch up and get his speed back up. You say that with Jalen Waddle. They threw good, accurate passes, slants, things like that that got guys loose. And we saw that from Brock Purdy as well. Accurate passes, slants, or not quite that deeper routes, and he was gone. But in the divisional game against or in the game against the Lions, he wasn't doing all that throwing. And that one deep pass he had almost got picked off. Just got hit on the helmet of the defender, and Ayuk had a hell of a catch. So I don't think Purdy had. I think Purdy is now that we've had more film and we're able to see him. Last year he was great. This year he was still great. It's not taken away from him, but I think his skill set is starting to be able to show. He's not a guy you got to worry about beating you deep in regards to throwing those accurate deep balls. He's a guy, if he's going to throw a deep ball, it's going to have height in it. So corners can catch up to it, or receivers have to be smart enough to understand, don't overrun it. Don't overrun it, be all the way down here, and you look back and it's all the way back here. Now you're trying to play DB and backpedal, slow down enough to be able to make a play on it. You looking up
I'm
his
not,
passes?
I mean, I'm not too worried. I get, it'll help. It will help, like you talked about. I'm not too worried about his arm strength. It's more of this consistency for me.
I'm
But
worried about the
Tua,
arm
now
strength because that's going.
Tua is the arm strength for me. Now, if we brought up Tua, that's where I'm like arm strength. Because if you watch
How
Tua
they're
throw,
kind of the same.
you throw, no, I think Purdy has more of an arm down the field than Tua. Tua's arm strength, I've seen him underthrow Hill so many times in games, where even
We just
he's putting
watched him
up.
do it this season too, though. It's just Tua got a longer body of work. That's what I'm saying. Purdy only had a shorter body of work, but now we're getting to see where his strengths really are in the NFL.
I think it's more of Tua does not have the arm strength where, like, I can't, I'm not 100%, I can't 100% confirm that it is Purdy's arm strength. I understand what you're saying, but they don't take many deep threats down the field either, the 49ers. So hopefully maybe
Yeah, because they're
next year
trying to
they
be a
will.
running team.
Yeah, maybe next year they will
Run.
with a lot of play action because you have the running back to do that. But
Well, let's see. Can I introduce you to the idea of next year? Can you make this assumption or make this hypothesis or look into it after having a full, what is it, 2 years of him starting? That'll be his second full year starting. His first year, he kind of just got thrown in the mix, did really well. This year was expected to do poorly, but actually did really well. Next year, could you make this? You go, okay, I got 3 years worth of film. Years I could go and see. Now I know what your arm strength really looks like. Because he's got a summer to work on it. He ain't having no shoulder surgeries that we know of or anything like that on his throwing arm. So I think next year, could you make that
So in
conclusion or
2023,
review?
QB deep performance, 20 plus yards. 20 plus yards. He had 41 attempts, and 27 were complete at 65% of the attempts. At 65%. And he was number one. Number two was CJ.
Yep.
And then, but yeah, I also, is this yards after catch I'm looking at? Like, I don't know. I've just looked up. I'd have to see, like, does he throw more? Because I just don't see.
CJ got a
I'm trying to
cannon.
recall. Okay,
Rocking
CJ has a
cannon.
cannon. Yeah, we both. I've
Yeah, I
seen
was
that.
like,
We've seen him throw down the field like with a cannon. But
I ain't seen Brock Purdy overthrow nobody who didn't underrun it.
he just. It's one of those where it just doesn't look smooth. Like CJ, when he throws the ball down the field, it looks smooth. Does
Yeah,
that make sense?
Lord, you're gonna have to get off
Like,
this. I think we got stuck
no,
on
no,
the
no.
same. We got to,
No.
no, go
It
ahead and
just
finish your
it's one of those
thing.
where
Gotta get off this after this.
with Tua, I've seen him throw the ball down the field so much it's embedded in my head. I'm trying to recall Purdy, like when Purdy throws down the field, I've seen him throw down the field, and it does have a little bit more air underneath it because he's getting it higher compared to like it being a dart to somebody. And in my head, it's one of those where every time I watch him, it doesn't look it's not a smooth throw down the field. I feel like it's like requiring everything like you're talking about.
He had to give
Why
it all he
CJ?
got.
Why
He had to
CJ?
give it all he
If you
got.
look at these quarterbacks like CJ Stroud, it's like, oh wow,
Effortless.
look like a smooth
Effortless.
effortless pass that's 10 yards
Josh
deep.
Allen.
Now,
Josh Allen to overthrow everybody, but he got a cannon.
so it's one of those where with Purdy, yes, he has to throw his whole body into it, but I'm trying to think where I've seen him underthrow somebody, and I just can't. While Tua's embedded in my mind, where I'm like, I've seen Tua through his whole body, and it was still underthrown.
Bro, are you speaking to what I already said? It's just not enough film that you've watched. You've seen Tua for a longer
Let's
period of
sum it up
time
that.
than you've seen Brock Purdy. So that's why I said next year, it'd be 3 years, 2 years of full film. Could you say, okay, yeah, I agree with you, or no, I still don't agree with you, or hey, I still need another year? Because I've seen enough from Brock where I'm like, I don't know if his arm strength is going to improve like that. Like, it's weird. I've never seen a quarterback outside of like high school going to college. Like improve arm strength because you mature, you're maturing as a young man. But when you get to the NFL, it is what it is because Tua over the last couple of years would have been able to improve the arm strength. Everyone talks about accuracy with him, not arm strength. It's certain guys you just say the guy got the ability to just rip it whenever they want. Mahomes, Allen, CJ Stroud, Lamar actually got a cannon too.
Lamar has cannon. Yeah, that also is like smooth.
Matt Stafford. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Matt Stafford. So let's go to the NBA.
All right.
I think we've got enough arm cannon. We actually, like, we're gonna make that a series. We're gonna make that a list. Maybe that'll be a list for next one because the NFL is done. If we want to stay in the NFL, give me your top five arm strength cannon guys out there.
I think Baker's got to
All
be
right.
one of them. Baker's gonna be in my top five.
You think Canada, Baker got the
Bro,
arm rocket in the game?
Baker slings that ball like no other, man. He throws
All right, bro.
it. It might
I
not
have to
be a
watch it.
smart decision, but he
I
slings
gotta
it.
watch him. I'm gonna have to watch it then. I'm not gonna say yes or no to it. I'm gonna watch him film from the Bucks and his Cleveland days and that little stint he had with the Rams, that little stint where he won some games. And he was like, that's
Yeah.
cold-blooded, Baker. All right, let's go to the NBA real quick. So the trade deadline is passed, Cam. Let's discuss some winners and losers for teams this season regarding trades. So give me just a couple of teams or a team that you have in mind.
Winners and losers.
Just yeah, real quick.
I don't like the Mavericks Hornets trade that not many people are talking about. It came out at first where Mavericks received PJ Washington, and every article I was reading was hyping PJ Washington up a bunch, and they're like, oh, PJ's gonna be this, PJ's gonna be... What did he do in Washington? That's what I
Oh,
can
you mean what would he do with the
think
Hornets?
about. No, oh yeah, what did he do with the Hornets? What did he, because his last name is Washington, that's why I got confused. But what did he do with the Hornets? I sat there like, I'm like, this man, like, is he gonna be some star person coming
Oh,
out to play for the
no.
Mavericks? I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, people are making the big, like, this is our big trade and acquisition.
Market. It's the
I was
market, bro.
like, this
It's the
guy,
market. You know
this
it's the
guy,
market.
he's
Why
not,
you?
he's good, but it's not like he's some amazing player. Like, I think what happened was before, I think the big ones before Pascal Siakam, I think that was a big one. When it got closer to the deadline, we didn't see these bigger name players that we thought would have been traded. Like, Murray's still with the Atlanta Hawks. I thought he
They
would have been
wanted too
gone.
much. They
Yeah.
wanted everybody.
Oh,
They wanted too much.
and that
Everybody
was the
was trying to get
thing.
him.
Everybody wanted too much for the players. So what you had a bunch of either role players or bench players being moved for, again, people handing out second round picks like it's candy bars on Halloween.
Salary,
Like,
hey, salary cap dump, baby. It's time to dump some of this salary off so we get right for next year.
I laugh at how hyped up they made PJ Washington. PJ, I'm sorry, nothing against you. I thought you would have thought it was like Kyrie Irving getting traded somewhere. The way I was
Bro,
reading all these,
it's the
I was like,
market
what
though. Like
is
you got to think about it.
this?
He goes from a smaller market in North Carolina to a larger market in Dallas. Dallas got to hype it up. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
come on now, it's the Dallas Mavericks, the Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets ain't even sniffing the playoffs. Mavericks is going to be in it.
And did
They
you hear
should be in
why?
it.
Do you hear why they wanted to get rid of Grant Williams? Do you believe
He
this
was yapping
story?
too much. He was
He's
talking too
yapping,
much and
but
not
the
doing
shoes.
enough.
It was the shoes. I heard it was the shoes. He wouldn't wear Luka's shoes. That's the rumor that went around was he wouldn't wear Luka Doncic's shoes, so he wore Jason Tatum's basketball shoes. So they traded it. Dude, look up the
I
article.
hope
I
that
read
I
it.
gotta read
I
now.
was like, this can't be real. I was like, they can't be this petty. They can't be.
I read an article. I read an article, but it was talking about, remember how like the Celtics even talked about Grant just sometimes he just get into it and he's not backing down from nobody. He's not scared of nobody, but the talent level. You know what I mean? Your mouth ain't matching the talent level. So like it ain't like JT or JB yapping where okay the talent level could go off at any minute, it's gonna explode. You kind of capped out, big dog.
Yeah.
And so that's what I read, that they were just like
Yeah.
he went from a starter to a bench dude to the bench player. He was one of the highest paid bench players. We
All
didn't
right.
get your contract this
Hold
high to be a bench player. You're supposed to be a
on.
starter.
So you are right. Rub the people the wrong way is what they said. And then
Yeah.
they also went on to say, by the way, I found this article at clutchpoints.com. They went on to say the Dallas Mavericks rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Notably, he also switched his basketball sneakers from Luka's to Tatum's signature shoe. It also may sound a bit petty, but these rumors make it why these Mavericks traded him. He switched the shoe.
Oh,
My
God.
favorite shoe story to this day. This reminds me of when Kobe came back into the locker room after the Lakers just got their butts kicked. And he started taking all his shoes from his teammates, putting them in the bag. Like,
Oh,
no, you guys don't wear my
yeah,
shoes.
bro.
You guys
No,
are
no,
all
no.
trash.
The qu equipment manager came in the next day and did. I heard the same shit from Lou Will. Excuse me for my language. From Lou Will. He was like, yeah, the equipment manager came back and said, Kobe said, y'all can't wear his shoes. He said
It was Lou
it was
Will that
him
could
and
keep it.
it was like Lou Will and Nick Young was the only two people that got to keep it. Everybody else had to give up their shoes, whoever else it was. That was funny. I think one of the other funny ones, if you had to relate it to Kobe, was the one that DeMar
Oh
DeRozan
man.
told, where he said like he was wearing Kobe shoes and Kobe was cool with it, but then he had a game where he didn't wear Kobe shoes and he got pissed off at him and like dropped, like just was tearing his ass a new one all game. And he was like, shit, I should have worn him shoes or some shit like that. I was like, that
Bro,
was
Kobe's
funny.
been playing the mental game. Like, oh, that's cool. You're wearing my shoes. I see you want to be like me. Oh, now you're not wearing my shoes. I'm gonna have to give it to you. Like, he play. You
Just
win. You damned if you do. You damned if you don't.
damn facts.
The
I will say this about the Hornets. Why would you pick up that other big contract? Because I feel like PJ ha I feel like their
way.
contracts are kind
Trying
of
to dump
comparable. They're both
players
like,
off.
yeah, it's like 84 million, 80 million, and it's like,
It was the first round pick.
yeah, with the first. So I'm like, it must be
That's
the
why.
pick that the Hornets was like,
It was
we'll
the
take
first
the
round pick.
pick.
It was the
Grant
first
can't
round
be there
pick.
too much longer. Grant got to get, I wouldn't say a buyout, but Grant gonna play next year. They'll see where that leads to, because I just don't see Grant fitting with that system with that head coach.
He ain't going to the 4 years, 53 million. It's also going to be going to, he signed a 4 year, 53 million this last year. It is also going to be, it will be also going up again, the salary cap. So it's not this. This is actually pretty good for a role player, but a role player on a good team, not this team. So I think they will try to trade him probably next year or the following year. But they're gonna ride with him because they got a first round pick for
Well,
him.
it is what it is right now. They got to keep their depth, because they really trying to build around LaMelo and Brandon Miller, and I don't know if Grant fits that. I don't know. Maybe
I
he
just
does, maybe he doesn't.
why I just don't see giving up a first round pick for PJ Washington is great.
Bro, you got to get him out of there. You wanted him out. Here's how you get him out. Luka said he can't wear his shoes no more. Another one, Gordon Hayward to the OKC.
Oh
We had a
man.
strong conversation about this. I still feel availability is his biggest issue. He's still not available for OKC, which I don't think they mind, but I think they did the right thing by that young talent that they had to give them an opportunity to go somewhere and play. Because I think it's Trey Mann or
Yeah.
Terrence Mann. Trey
Cherry
Mann.
man.
He just started the last couple games. I think he dropped like 21. So I appreciate, he dropped like
Well, it's his
21.
ball's not playing either.
Yeah. So I think them going to the Hornets, that was a great move for them. And I think the Hornets right now, like you said, they're trying to do a little bit of salary cap dumping and also have a couple pieces around. So when LaMelo, Brandon Miller, they start the season off next season, I don't think that head coach will stay there. This is his second stint, and he looked bad too. Even in the second stint, they don't look good. I think they'll get another head coach, and they're just trying to get pieces around them. So, hey, we got young guys, we got young pieces. Can you mold this into something? But I think that was a good move for OKC to get a veteran guy who you don't, like I said, I don't think Gordon Hayward's value is gone. I just think he's not there as a starter, and I wouldn't trade a bunch of stuff. But you did right by those young guys. You got a veteran. I think he'll do great with that second team.
I
Thought your
agree.
thoughts, Ken. What are your thoughts?
I knew he was going to be traded. I think you were like, "Who's going to want him?" And I was like,
Yeah, because he hurt. He hurt now,
and that
Cam. What
it's
can I do
because
with a hurt
it's not
Gordon
now.
Hayward?
It's more of during the playoffs. Can I have someone that comes off the bench that's a veteran that will give me 10 to 15 to 18 minutes? They're not looking at the now factor. He ain't going to do crap now. He's just
I
another
agree with you
old
with
white
that.
boy in
I
the league.
agreed with you about him coming off the bench. I just can't agree with trading for him and giving up a bunch of stuff to get him. The young pieces I saw they give up, I'm like, that doesn't hurt them at all. Those guys were barely playing, wasn't part of their core. But I could not stand the fact that Gordon Hayward is going to a great team, maybe number one or two in the West. And this man, it was like, I might be available, I might not be available. You need to get right, dog. You need to get right and get available.
I'm just wondering, like, how do the salary caps add up? I'll have to look at that later. But
He's
because
on his
Gordon
last like 2 years
Hayward,
or a year of that deal. He's on his
he's
last, I
on,
think he's on his
he's
last
on,
2 year or 2 years of that deal.
no, he's on his last year, but it's 31
Okay.
million. That's why I'm wondering, how did these players add up to 31 million? Or was the Thunder that much under the cap that they were like, yeah, we could bring that on as
They're that
well?
much under. They're that much
Okay,
under. You know they are, because
because
Sam
they're
Presti
just
does.
paying
He don't play
SGA.
that.
They're just paying SGA right now, which tells me they'll have 30 something million this offseason to try to bring some big whale in there as well.
Jalen Williams is getting signed, re-signed again. He's
That's,
outplayed that
but what
contract.
you do
He's gonna get
is
some bread.
so, but yeah, that's okay. He's gonna get his money, but you could still sign a big player. That means, because once you bring in,
I
you sign a
agree.
big player, you're still under the cap. You sign the big player, it makes you even with the cap. And then when you re-sign your players, that's when you go over the cap, and that's where Jay Williams will get his contract.
Well, it depends on, do you want to pay Jay Will? Do you want to pay Giddy to get Giddy's numbers up so he's a better trade asset? Because Giddy has value. And some of the problem is Giddy's inconsistency sometimes offensively. And he's not the best defender, but he is a good defender. I could see them giving Giddy a big contract or somewhat of a big contract just to be able to say, hey, we're going to, like, now we got another a trade bargaining piece. Because I don't think teams will shy away from Giddy. I think Giddy's a good player and teams will go towards him. If as long as his legal problems are have been settled.
They have been settled, from what I
Okay.
read. We got a short time, so other notable trades: Buddy Hield going to the Sixers, or sorry, Hield, not I always say Hield. Buddy Hield going to the Sixers. He popped off the other night, so that gives him another shooter, to the
That'd be
Sixers.
good for them in the playoffs.
Yep, when Embiid comes back, the other notable trade that I kind of took a notice to was the Knicks, man. The Knicks getting a Burke and Bogdanovich for, I get it, that was for a bunch of like, players they weren't playing anyhow.
Evan
So,
Fournier
yeah.
got off that contract. I saw Evan Fournier playing a game with the Pistons. I said, look at Evan out there. Still got it. Hey, Evan.
So good for the Knicks seeing these players, and Knicks look really good on paper. And give Brunson his credit. He should be in that MVP candidate talk. I'm not saying he should be MVP, but in that candidate talk, because of the
I agree
numbers
with
he's
you.
putting down, especially without Randle lately.
That's gonna be a tough team playoff wise to beat. Man, that's gonna be a tough team.
I know we have a little time left. Do you have any notable ones?
No, I was gonna talk about the buyout market real quick because I'm just interested in Spencer Dinwiddie to the Lakers. Just give me your thoughts about it. That's all I want. We won't go into the other
I
ones. Just give
told
me your
you he
quick
was
thoughts
going to
about
be. Remember, you were
it.
like, I don't
But I'm saying.
know.
Because I don't know. You never know who'll pick somebody up once they get bought out. Like
It's.
Thaddeus Young getting picked up by the Suns. Like, oh, how am I supposed to see that?
I
Then
think
we got Royce Williams and Thaddeus Young. That's the Nets again.
it's a good pickup for what it was worth. Does that make
Okay.
sense? Like, it's a good pickup for what it's
Yeah,
worth. Is it gonna
you and
be some?
Faustino's.
Yeah, is it gonna be some superstar that you need? No, but he's a veteran. He understands his role. I think he's pairing with LeBron because LeBron's still gonna run probably point guard and get all those assists. I think it was a good pickup. He doesn't. He can do. He can go one or two ways. He can be where he wants to shoot a bunch, or he doesn't need to shoot a bunch. He knows his role. While other
As long
players
as he ain't
want to
taking
be
them
in
Steph
points,
Curry shots. No, as long as he ain't taking them Steph Curry
he's
shots from
not.
Psalm tape. No, stop
He
that.
won't.
Stop that,
He
Spencer.
won't.
Now, I will say this, though. If you and Faustino have the nicest way of saying I'm glad he didn't trade for him. Because that's literally what Faustino said.
Yeah,
He was
no, I
like,
won't
I'm glad
trade.
no one we didn't trade for him, but we'll see what he does with this team.
Honestly, I was hoping like Dennis Schroeder would have been a good pickup. I know that the Raptors traded him to the Nets, and good for the Nets, but I would have liked him to come back to the
That
Lakers.
bridge is burnt. That bridge is burnt. You know
And
that bridge
that's
is
where
burnt.
that is. Yes.
That
So.
bridge burnt like a mud. Okay. Yeah, that was pretty much it. I want to Kyle Lowry. Somebody pick him up so we can talk about this. I feel like he's going to be a Clipper
He
pretty
did.
soon.
He's a Sixer.
Oh, he's a Sixer. He went back home? I didn't
Yeah,
see.
he
See, I didn't
because
keep up with it.
he's with campaign with the Sixers.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that. Good, good, good. I'm glad he got the chance to go back to the crib. And then Marcus Morris is still available now because he got bought out.
I'm not sure where he's at.
Nah, I think he got he's I don't think he's with a team right now. I think he still got bought out, but it'd be interesting to see where he goes. All right. I'm good with that stuff, Cam. You wanna do
We only have
movie
so
of the
much
week or
time.
you wanna do...
Let's do movie of
All
the
right,
week
let's
and
do promotion.
promotions.
Movie of the week. All right.
Yeah.
Transformers Rise of the Beast. I'm late to watch this because I've been trying to find it because I didn't go to the theaters. It was actually really good. I enjoyed it. You know how everybody's doing their own multiverse and things like that?
Yeah.
This is not the same Transformers with Michael Bay, different director. Kind of the same realm as that movie. It is the same realm as that movie Bumblebee, which like all those worlds are those worlds or timelines are together. Check it out. I enjoyed it a lot. It was cool to see. It was cool to have that second like world for Transformers. Also, a spoiler alert, they're trying to mix the Transformers with the Beast Wars. I mean, Beast Wars Transformers or whatever with a G.I. Joe. So this is actually this is you're laughing, Cam, but do you know what this actually reminds us of? Remember, I don't know if you remember, it's in the 80s, prior to us being born, like early 80s, G.I. Joe and Transformers, they were in the same like timeline for like show. Like it would be G.I. Joe and Transformers or something like that. The way that the Transformers look are similar to that particular show, that cartoon version. And then the G.I. Joe, they had a little, a little segment, a little something, something at the end. Are similarly linked to the same characters from there, like the way they look. So I just basically think they're just bringing the 80s to the 2024, whenever they're gonna do it. But it because this movie of Transformers took place in 1994.
Jesus.
So I think they're just gonna merge the worlds. I'm interested to see G.I. Joe and Transformers together in some form or fashion. I think that'd be kind of funny to see.
I honestly, I'm horrible at watching TV shows and movies. I watch sports and a bunch of nonsense on YouTube.
I do the same, but I like to throw in some shows.
I
Like I'm
can't.
checking out Twisted Metal right now. You play the video game Twisted Metal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was always the
So
low rider car that pushes people. I know, yeah, I know Twisted Man and the
we got
Clown.
the so the yeah, Sweet Tooth. So I'm checking out the series on Paramount right now. So thank you, Cam, for the Paramount or no, not Paramount, Peacock. Thank you for the Peacock access. I'm checking that out right now. It's actually pretty good with Anthony Mackie. So let's
Also,
get to promotions real quick.
Disney and
Right.
Hulu, you stingy. Switching up the rules on us? Can't be outside your home household. No, it should be a count.
Bad,
All right. Go ahead,
bad
Herb.
y'all.
I'm
Y'all
done.
doing it bad. All right, here we go. Here we go. For the promotions, we got Bryce Sinclair at the Spicy Diaper for all your comedy needs. He is still making content where you need to be with other adults or with no kids or not at the job, but it's still dope. Appreciate you, Bryce. Love you, my brother. We got Rosemary Shipley at I Got Your Back Nuno for all your massage therapy needs. We got Sean Tuck at Sean Tuck Music. Sean, let us know when you're gonna drop some more music, or if you already dropped some, we'd love to promote you even more. Keep doing your thing, my man. We got Art Shipley at Wise Remixed It Art. I'm gonna hit you up because I want to see what other music I can get from you to promote you, my boy. Love you, my dude. We got Darvell Williams at Darvell W Financial. If you're in California or Idaho and you're looking for life insurance to start a policy or understand a policy to create generational wealth, my man got you. This I think will be his last year though, being registered in Idaho. So hit him up so he can hit you, so he can set you up if you're in Idaho or if you're in California. Let me know. We got Jay at Cuts by Jay. Jay, I missed you in Reno. Wasn't able to come slide through and get a lineup and beard trim and all that, but I hope you're doing well, man. So check him out. All your haircut, beard trim, all that kind of needs. He got you. We got Jazz at Bookie's app. She can hook you up for all your twists, braid needs, all that kind of stuff. Anna Slesher, at Anna Slesher, photographer, co-founder of FKA Magazine. If you're a model, you're in the arts, that kind of stuff, film, all that, she's got you. Their magazine, their website is www.fkamagazine.com. Then we got Juan Pina at JP Exclusive Picks. My man going on vacations. Hit him up. Is he back winning? We got a little bit of
He
time,
always
Cam. Come
winning.
on.
He always winning.
All right, Cam, then take us out since y'all know he always winning
All
and on
right.
vacation.
That's going to do it for episode 140. Thank you all for tuning in and make sure you make somebody smile. We'll catch y'all later. Bye.
Nice work.